Good morning, everybody. This is Rabbi Yaakov Fish, Countdown to Pesach, Part 7. Today, I want to talk about koshering. Koshering is a widely discussed topic as we get ready for Pesach, but the truth of the matter is it's a topic that's discussed all year round, as it's relevant all year round. You want to take an item, a utensil, a vessel, and make it, transform it rather, from non-kosher to kosher. In this case, you want to transform it from chametz stick to Pesach stick, and you want to make it appropriate for use. So one question is, can you kosher it? Another question is, how do you kosher it? And we'll discuss all these questions in the coming days. But before that, I wanted to take a step back and talk about more on an introductory topic, and that is, what is the basis for koshering in the Torah? Where does it say that you can kosher in the Torah? And is there any, what was the context of this, the concept of koshering in the Torah? There's actually Sefer Bamidbar, Perek Lamed Aleph. It says in the end of Bamidbar, Parshas Matos, the Jewish people had a war with the people of Midian, and the Jewish people were very successful in defeating the people of Midian. And Elazar, this was after Aharon had died already. Aharon, the brother of Moshe, had passed away. And Elazar was Elazar and Pinchas were leading the war against Midian, and they defeated the people of Midian. And when they defeated the people of Midian, they bought back a tremendous amount of spoils from people of Midian. Amongst the spoils were vessels. Vessels, it says, gold and silver and copper. And the question is, there was a lot of unkosher utensils. And how do these unkosher utensils become fit for the Jewish people? So it says in the Torah, Perek Lamed Aleph, Pasuk Chaf Gimel, and Sefer Bamidbar, chapter 31, verse 23, Kol Dabar Sheyavo Beish, anything that came into contact through fire, Tavir Beish, you shall put through fire v'tahir, and then it should become purified. Meaning, any vessel or utensil that had flavor absorbed through the medium of heat, you shall put through the medium of heat, and it shall be purged. That flavor shall be purged through the medium of heat. So the Talmud learns out from here this concept called Tabolo Kach Polto, meaning that flavor is absorbed into a vessel through heating, through the medium of heat. So just like flavor is absorbed through the medium of heat, so too it can be purged through the medium of heat. So take, for example, a pot that you boiled in it, and you boiled, let's say, non-kosher while you were using this pot for boiling. So now, this, through the boiling, through this, the heating, the flavors of the non-kosher, or let's say the flavors of the chametz, have become embedded in this pot. So what we see from this pasuk is, the same way it has become embedded in the pot, it can be purged through the pot. It can be purged the same way. Kabbalo kach polto. So this is the basic for koshering. So if you want to know how you can kosher something, the answer is the same way it was. The same way it was absorbed. Kibolo, the same way it was absorbed, kach polto, that's what the Talmud says, the same way it can be purged out. Now, to be sure, there are certain things, like we will learn, that cannot be kosher. The Torah says there's like a blacklist, we'll call it, mainly clay cheres, earthenware vessels, that cannot be koshered, and we'll learn about those in the upcoming days. But the things that could be koshered, we'll get into the specifics of the how, but the general concept is from this is kabolo kach polto. The same way it was absorbed through the heat, kach polto can be purged out from the heat, and it's learned that from this verse in the Torah, the Jewish people defeated the people of Midian. Kol dovar sheyavo be'esh, anything that came into the fire, yaviru be'esh, can be purged through the fire, and the flavor will become purged out. So that is the basis of koshering. We'll discuss some of the hows and whats and ifs in the upcoming days. But until then, I wish you a stress-free preparation for Pesach and a wonderful day.